Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Some time ago, I was reading in 1 Peter, and there was a verse that caught my attention in the 4th chapter. Peter writes here and says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer." I believe that Peter was talking about the end times here. It seems that that's what he was referring to in the chapter here. And it seems interesting that nearly 2,000 years ago, when Peter wrote that, he said then, "But the end of all things is at hand." And we might think, well now, all right, but that was 2,000 years ago. How could Peter say the end of all things is at hand? Well, we believe, of course, that Peter wrote those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But there's another way of looking at that as well. The Bible also tells us that one day with God is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And certainly in light of eternity, that's especially true. So, looking at it in that regard, it's really only 2 days ago that Peter would have written those words. God days, if you want to look at it that way. And so, you remember in the creation back in Genesis, in the account we have there, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. The Bible tells us that there were 6 days that God worked. God created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in them, including mankind, including the human being, the human race. But on the 7th day, God rested. So here we are, since the time of creation, 6,000 years, 6 God days, if you will. As we approach, or are at already at the close of the 6th day, 6th God day, I wonder, is there any significance in the fact that God rested or took a break on the 7th day? We're at the end of the 6th day. Does that mean that we may see some interesting changes here in the very near future as we approach that 7th God day? I think we may. I think there's some significance to that. That's my personal belief. you may choose to differ on that, if you will, but that's what I would think. I believe there's some significance there. But in either case, the Apostle Peter says, "But the end of all things is at hand." And I believe that if Peter was serious, and he was, about writing that 2,000 years ago, how much more are we at the end of all things today? I mean, the last of the last days. I find it quite interesting to follow the news in the Jerusalem Post and what's happening in the Middle East. And it's very interesting to observe and read about all the events that are taking place in surrounding countries, in Syria and Iran, and just a number of countries there, how things are really building up. I believe in the next few years we are really going to see some interesting things take place. I believe the end is very near. Right, of course, with that is the fact that Jesus is coming again. And Peter admonishes us here to be sober and watch unto prayer. I ask you this morning, if Jesus were to come tomorrow, would you be ready to meet him? We don't know when he is coming, but we know that he is. The Bible very clearly states that Jesus is coming again to receive his bride. Are you one of the bride? Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to stand before God? Peter says here, we are to be sober and to watch under prayer. We need to first of all be ready. Get ready. Be ready. And then watch under prayer. Be faithful. This is not a time for a lot of foolishness and silliness and careless living, but rather to be sober. That doesn't mean we can't smile. That doesn't mean we can't have a good laugh sometimes and enjoy life. But we do need to be sober because the end is near. And make sure of our calling and election that we are saved by grace through the blood of Jesus Christ and watching unto prayer. As I said before, I believe the end is very near. I believe we could very easily see a one-world government in the next 5 to 10 years. And again, that's my personal belief. I believe we could very easily see that soon. The end is near. There's no question about it. We live in the last of the last days. Are you watching under prayer? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Let's be ready, folks. Let's have our hearts in tune with God. Let us be saved through the precious blood of Christ. Be ready to meet our Lord. But then watch under prayer. Because it's not enough to just be saved. But we have to guard our hearts, to guard our souls. And that's why Peter says, be sober and watch under prayer. Our hearts are deceitful, very much so. We can deceive our own selves. But if we watch under prayer and have a regular, vibrant connection with God in prayer, meditation in His Word, hearing what God has for us, allowing His Spirit to speak into our hearts, and communion with Him in prayer, there are the keys to being ready when the Lord Jesus comes again. Well, it's not my intent or my heart to frighten anyone. I believe to the child of God, as we approach the end, it's not fearful at all, but it's rather exciting. It's a time when we look forward to the time when Jesus will come again and receive the church, His people, His body, unto Himself. And I look forward to that. I look forward to the day when Jesus will come again, break through the clouds, and call his bride, the church, to Himself. Well, amen. I trust that you have been provoked in your thinking this morning, today, as you consider the times that we live in. Remember, Peter says the end of all things is at hand. And if he said that 2,000 years ago, 2 days ago, if you will, how much closer it is now. Let's be ready. Let's be ready and watching under prayer for our Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming. We don't know when, but we know He is coming again. May the Lord bless your day.